In 2014, a number of homeowners and property owners began organizing into groups to protest the adoption of aquaculture regulations in the Inland Bays. Among them was Meg Ward of the Coalition to Save Beach Cove.
The ideal goal would be to have Beach Cove excluded as an aquaculture site because it really was not an appropriate place to have aquaculture.
They were worried about how this would change the tranquil landscape of the Inland Bays and specifically the dangers these aquaculture facilities would pose for recreational boaters. Now, Denrick has entered the final permitting phase before shellfish farmers can start applying for plots. The statewide activity approval process has allowed the agency to exclude areas in Beach Cove and parts of Little Assawomen Bay from aquaculture production. Delaware Sea Grant aquaculture expert John Ewart says this reduction isn't likely to have much of an impact.
The amount of acreage needed to get a two or three farms started is well below what's available. So I would think that it's not going to impinge anybody from getting started.
Originally, officials had mapped out 442 one-acre plots in the Inland Bays. Denrick declined to provide any further comment regarding the final permitting process and is not indicating how long it will take or exactly how many plots will be available after these new restrictions are put into place. Eli Chen, Delaware Public Media.